Thus says the word of God. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that they to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many things we could be talking about tonight. And I was reminded that today is Ash Wednesday, to keep it short. So I guess that's an indication of something I need to do, right? But you be the judge of that, okay? for we know what the Holy Spirit does, right? And sometimes the Holy Spirit is the one that you know, moves forward, right? So from that perspective, just, you know, keep attuned to that. The reading today is, as we mentioned on Sunday, is, of course, a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. So as you can tell, of course, it's related to the sermon that we've been talking about for the past few weeks. And this specific passage is talking to us about something that we already heard many things about. Here we have a wonderful story of Jesus making the point. He's been making this point, I think, all along in the sermon thus far. I think he's been making it clear and clear as he goes along. And here, of course, he comes back to us, and now he's using this idea about piety. And the elements for this piety is something that it was very common for the Jewish audience that he's speaking to. So remember that the people who are listening to the story that he is saying, or the things he's teaching at that moment in the Mount, happen to be a Jewish community. So he knows what the audience is aware of, and he knows what the audience knows about what piety is, especially for the Jewish community. So Jesus alludes here to three things that I think are important for us to just highlight. One of them is that he talks about the idea that when you pray, right? When you pray, and when you give alms, and when you, of course, come before the Lord to do these things. So you pray, you give alms, and you fast. Now, for many people, that seems to be something simple, and it is very simple. Jesus is alluding to the fact that these are things that we are supposed to be doing, that these are things that of course, we have been doing for centuries. It's not only because it's something that comes from the Jewish tradition, but something that is also part of the Christian tradition. And if we expand, of course, it's also something that we see even in other religions where they pray, they give alms, and they also fast. Jesus is trying here to illustrate something that, again, that is common in the community: praying, fasting, and giving alms. And he is trying to illustrate with that, of course, how some people in the community who do those things, but they, and Jesus uses a wonderful metaphor, right? He says, but don't do like these folks who, you know, they blast the horn, right? You know, don't play the trumpet when you're going to be giving some alms, right? This very important thing, because, you know, that's not the way it's supposed to be, right? And he says, also when you're going to pray, don't stand on the streets and, you know, and in the middle of the church and start, you know, like you're the only one, because you want to be seen. And then, of course, he goes and says, you know, and when you fast, don't look like you're dying. If you fast, don't look like you're, you know, dying, you're killing yourself so that people will say, oh, look how pious he or she is. So, very simple things Jesus is talking about, right? And things that we have heard before, so this is not something new. And perhaps that's why this is going to be so short, right? Because it's not new. We've heard about this before. We know that Jesus is challenging his fellow Jewish folks, and he's also challenging us in the church. For even though we have heard the story for centuries now, we still have problems. Amen? We still have people who want to show off. Amen? We still have people who think that they can, you know, that they definitely have all the truth, you know, be held by the handle, and they know what is right, and they're going to tell you, right? Amen. Yeah, we know it is still part of our reality. And that's why it still is part of our story to tell this message, where Jesus is telling us we don't do that. It doesn't mean that we don't exhibit or show our piety. It doesn't mean we don't pray in public. It doesn't mean that. The whole purpose of Jesus is by making the point that if you're going to pray in public, you do it for the Lord. Amen? That is the whole point here. If you're going to fast, you're fasting for the Lord. And so Jesus even gives a recommendation, gives you some guidelines. If you're going to fast and you feel you're going to, you know, you feel like you're dying, then go take a shower, go to the parlor where they fix your hair, and come back and look pretty. Okay, that's what Jesus says. I mean, in simple terms, right? Go back home, wash up, go to the place where they fix your hair, come back, because nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see that you're hungry. Nobody needs to see that you're suffering because you are in fast. Our fast is for the Lord. Amen? And he is the only one who needs to know. So when we stand then, of course, to pray, whether we pray in public, whether we pray in the street, in some place, in a restaurant where we're about to have a meal, it's not that we don't pray there so they will not be looking, people are looking, and you're feeling like, oh, you know, am I doing this to boast myself? Because your prayer needs to be to the Lord. And that's the emphasis that Jesus is putting here in this message. The emphasis that goes together with the what we read in chapter 5 when Jesus is talking about let your righteousness be greater than that of the scribes and Pharisees. You don't need to show off. Because if you show off, then you're receiving the reward of your showing off. But if you want to be blessed by God, if you want to receive the reward from God, then you are praying to God. Then you are fasting for the Lord. And then whatever you're giving alms, you're giving it to the Lord. Amen? so that whatever you give to the Lord in your alms is going to be something that God is going to use to bless somebody, not because you want people to recognize that you have been giving. Amen? That is the purpose of this passage. It's to remind us about what piety is. That to live a pious life, to live a life that is consecrated to the Lord, is a life which is lived with the Lord. The season of Lent, we are embarking in this journey again. For we do this every year. Amen? And we are embarking again in this journey because we are seeking to come closer to God again. Again. Because we need to be reminded again and again that we need this relationship with the divine. That it is not up to us. It's not our strength. It's not our power. It's not our will. That is actually God's power, God's strength, and God's will that makes it possible for us to be whom God wants us to be. Lent is that time for us to prepare. In Christian history, Lent used to be precisely a time where people actually took time to fast. And some people fasted for 40 days. This was a time where people just spent a lot of time in prayer. This was a time where people really denied themselves as a way of reminding themselves of what Jesus had done for us. Some of us have not kept up with that idea of denying ourselves. But this is a good time to do that. And you may choose what you want to let go for the season. Whether you want to stop eating chocolate or dark chocolate for some people especially, right? You know, because chocolate is not the same thing as dark chocolate, right? And if you give chocolate, you know, that's easy. But if you did give dark chocolate, then you're talking about sacrifice, right? Whatever you present to the Lord, whatever you offer to God, offer that which for you is significant in your life. I don't need to know. Your neighbor doesn't need to know. Your wife, your husband, your child does not need to know, because it's between you and God. So prepare yourselves. Present yourself before the Lord. And present to God that offering. An offering. Because that's all there is. It's just an offering about what you're willing to present to God at this time. And if you know of someone who's in need or an organization that is in need, you may want to put that money you use for that thing you like, that chocolate or dark chocolate, whatever the case may be. You might want to put that into giving that money for some worthy cause. Think about it. Jesus is calling us to remember that we are in connection with the divine, that our strength comes from God, that everything we have comes from God, and that when we pray to our God, that when we fast to the Lord, and then when we give alms, we give unto the Lord. And nobody needs to know, because it's between you and God. Even when you're in public, even when you offer a prayer in public, you are praying to your Father in heaven. And it's interesting in this reading, of course, because this is also the chapter where we have the Lord's Prayer. And it's interesting that it was not part of the message for tonight. For, of course, when the disciples asked Jesus, you know, but then how should we pray? And that's what Jesus then explains to them. But it comes back to the same point. We pray to our God. We don't pray to be seen. We don't pray to be praised. We don't give to be praised. We don't do anything as disciples of Christ for glory, but to honor God. That's what we do, Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. Whatever we do is to honor our God. Today you were given a stone, right? And that stone, and Pastor Lynn will tell you a little bit more about that, but just in case that I forget, you have a stone that is going to be very important, and we're going to be doing this every Sunday, every time we come together for worship, where you will pick up a stone. And we want you to bring that stone to the altar, and you see the cross here, and we have some big stones. Well, those are mostly my stones, because they represent my sins. So you can see they're bigger, right? Just in case, just saying. I'll even put some more because, you know, it just keeps piling up. Amen? any joke aside. But we want you to bring your stone and present that stone to the Lord. Something that you want God to know, and God to forgive. And so every Sunday and every time we come together for worship, we'll bring a stone to remind ourselves of our limitations and to remind ourselves that we depend wholly and completely on our living God. Would you pray with me? Loving and blessed God, we give you thanks for all the things you give to us, Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord, for you are indeed a wonderful God, a merciful God, a God who loves us even though we have not been so faithful, a God who wants to be in relationship with us even though we tried at every corner to step away and get away from you. We pray, O God, that you bless us with your presence and that you guide us, Lord, with your Spirit, that we may do, Lord, what is right in your sight, that we, O Lord, may be able to live according to your will for our lives. Lord, we want to live for you. We want, Lord, to pray for you and with you. We want, Lord, to give alms for you and with you. We want, Lord, to fast with you and for you. We want, O Lord, to depend solely on you. And for that, O Lord, we need your Holy Spirit. We need your power, O Lord, to enable us, to help us to live according to your will. Be with us, O Lord. Be with us tonight and through the season of Lent. Help us, Lord, to remember what you have done for us and what you want us to do for your glory. Loving Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.